Belfiore. And his wife, Mrs. Belfiore. Mr. Belfiore is the regional the inspector general for the French area, Paris area, for the Rosicrucian movement, the Rosicrucian order.
What is that, Rosicrucian?
The very big religious movements all around the world. Peut-être vous pouvez décrire un peu pour connaître ce que c'est le mouvement de Rosicrucien à Rome.
Le vénéré maître ne connaît pas en Amérique le mouvement rosicrucien.
He said our movement is very well known in the United States. Have you never come across our society? No, I don't think we've
Alors, l'ordre rosicrucien amok perpétue dans le monde actuel.
What is the aim of this movement?
Il demande quel est le but de votre mouvement.
L'évolution de l'homme.
The evolution of man.
The evolution of man. So, man is going to harm more. What is that ultimate evolution?
C'est-à-dire, ultimement, cette évolution amène à quoi? Selon la vision de l'homme.
On peut dire à la réintégration, c'est un terme, ou à l'état, l'accession à l'état de conscience cosmique.
To a reintegration of man with the cosmos, or cosmic consciousness.
Cosmos consciousness. We also believe individual consciousness and cosmic consciousness. We are now studying this subject matter in our class, Ketra Ketra Ga. Ketra Ga, the Noah, the individual soul is also Noah concept, and the super soul, God, is also conscious. So, we also admit universal consciousness. That is God's consciousness. Consciousness is limited.
Is he studying the same thing?
Yes. That is the evolution where our consciousness is in agreement with the Supreme Consciousness.
La conscience de Krishna. C'est-à-dire qu'il permet aux étudiants de manifester dans le monde l'état d'évolution intérieure qui est atteint par chaque membre individuellement.
He says that the Rosicrucian order is a mystical and philosophical order that allows its students.
Il
demande la signification du mot Rose-Croix.
Le mot Rose-Croix a deux significations. La signification profonde de Rose-Croix, c'est l'état intérieur de perfection ultime. Rose-Croix, c'est l'état de perfection ultime atteint par un homme. Ça, c'est la première signification. Et la seconde signification, c'est le symbole d'une croix avec une rose en son centre qui signifie l'adepte rosicrucien qui se dirige vers cet état de rose-croix. D'un côté, c'est l'état de perfection et d'un autre côté, c'est le symbole de la recherche mystique par un étudiant vers cet état de rose-croix.
It says that the term Rosicrucian means it's an image of a cross with a rose in the center. It means that the disciple is aspiring towards the perfection of his consciousness. And that this also means the perfection of consciousness.
So what is the idea of that perfection of also?
Says it is love.
Love, that's right. Very good. So the supreme consciousness and our individual consciousness, when they are in exchange of love, that is perfection. Is that?
Lok says that this ultimate consciousness is one of union with the Absolute, that is one of light, of samadhi, of total love. This is the highest.
Love. When you speak of love, there must be two persons.
Il dit d'abord, quand nous parlons de l'amour, il s'agit de deux personnes.
What is that philosophy?
No, c'est-à-dire, notre philosophie, c'est l'amour existe, mais entre deux personnes. Est-ce que vous avez une réponse à ça? Ou selon votre philosophie, comment définir le mot amour, si vous avez une autre définition?
L'amour, c'est le lien qui réunit toutes les choses, qui unit toutes les choses. Et l'amour, c'est tout. C'est la conscience divine qui unit tous les êtres et qui unit chaque chose. Mais nous n'en avons pas une conscience objective dans l'état actuel. Mais lorsque nous
appelons... the love of which they are speaking is a love that binds everything together, that bathes everything in light and love.
But that is no action.
C'est-à-dire, à ce niveau-là, l'action...
No action.
No, he says there is action. Il y a d'activité.
Il y a action.
What are those activities?
Et quelle sorte d'activité?
Le don.
Giving.
Giving and taking also.
Don. Le don est donner et prendre aussi.
Donner.
Comme est-ce que tu vois?
Celui que...
There is... giving, there is also the taking, but it's not the person who has achieved this ultimate perfection. Whenever he takes, he immediately gives it to someone else.
That's all right. The transaction between two lovers, one gives, another takes. Sometimes one gives, another takes, another gives, one takes. This is exchange. Similarly, reading, I give something to my beloved, to eat something. He or she gives me something, I eat also. Similarly, I disclose my confidence unto my beloved. My beloved also discloses part of his confidence. These are loving exchange.
Il explique, je crois, le point que encore, il répète le point que l'amour, he says that he understands that we're talking of love, meaning two people, but does that mean that why can't we think of love in terms of an exchange between man and everything, between man and the cosmos?
Yes, yes. Cosmos represents, as he says, consciousness. That is the person, consciousness.
Quand nous parlons de la conscience, nous parlons d'une personne.
That is, if I love a tree, I love the leaves and tree trunks.
Juste comme si j'aime un arbre, naturellement j'aime les feuilles et les branches aussi.
Le maître a raison.
If I pour water on the root of the tree, it goes to the leaves, twigs, branches. That's
right. Si je verse l'eau sur la racine de l'arbre, ce acte d'amour est distribué à toutes les parties intégrantes.
So if we love the supreme consciousness, supreme person, who has brought me new life, consciousness, then automatically my service goes to everyone.
Et donc, ce que j'ai essayé sur mon mal d'exprimer tout à l'heure, mais c'est ce que nous pensons ici.
This is also what their philosophy is.
So you cannot love everyone and anyone, or everything, without finding out the original source of
it. Et donc, c'est justement l'ordre, Rosicrucien, un ordre est une école.
The Rosicrucian order is a school that teaches its students to progress step by step toward that ultimate source of all sources.
So what is that saying? What is that
saying?
Because it's a gradual process that their students come, they receive initiation, and then they are guided. They are given certain principles, certain practices, and then gradually, at their own rate, by their own powers, they ultimately arrive at perfection.
So what is that idea of perfection?
I don't think that it is nirvana, it is the kingdom of Lord Jesus Christ. It says it is the ultimate point from which for which all men are ultimately striving.
So what is that? Nirvana means zero. Everyone is praying for zero.
You speak in le mot nirvana, par exemple, veut dire, traduit en français, pratiquement, zéro. Nirvana means something different for them.
What is that?
Et votre décision,
c'est un débouché dans quelque chose. Non,
un débouché.
Says
it is an entering into something that is alive and real.
Nirvana is one Sanskrit. Nirvana means finish.
Le mot nirvana est le mot Sanskrit, qui veut dire termination. Ici, n'est-ce pas?
Nous le voyons.
For them, the word nirvana means an end, but an end to this material existence, and an entrance into the silence of the absolute. Into a level that is real, where this one is false, this one is objective.
Why silence?
Pourquoi la silence? He says the term entering into silence is a mystic term that means.
You cannot explain.
Vous ne pouvez pas expliquer plus précisément ce que c'est cette silence. Il vous demande si l'idée est inexplicable.
Vous l'avez dit que l'idée est inexplicable. Oui, l'idée est inexplicable.
It's indescribable because it's something that's arrived at inside through meditation. You can't really describe it in words.
Right.
C'est un état.
You are describing so many things in words, and the argument is probably cannot describe.
He says that many great masters like you from the East tend to smile at their explanations, but
they tend to smile when this question is asked, who am I? So what can I say compared to these
that things? His knowledge is not perfect.
So the connaissance of knowledge is not perfect, and like that, he's simply trying for perfect knowledge.
So, but unless we are about your goal, a perfectly know how can make progress.
Unless their organization is the guru, and your whole organization knows the ultimate goal which they can attain.
He's part of that organization, he does not know.
Yeah, he says the evolution of man, which is the goal of this order, is something that is mystical, that is not scientific, that is so easily.
That is mean it is vague. It is not distinct.
Donc c'est une lutte assez vague. N'est pas très distinct.
Je suis très étonné que vous me posiez cette question, puisque je pense que vous poursuivez quelque chose qui vous attire. Recherchez, j'ai entendu vos chants, j'ai vu un peu vos rituels, cherchez quelque chose.
C'est une surprise that we raised such objections. He thought that we were also searching for something mystical. He says he started chanting. He said he thought we were also searching.
Yeah, but the thanks. But the thanks
not for Krishna.
It's not. It's a being by Krishna water.
Krishna is good. I've got some concern.
He has got his form, he has got his place, he has got his name, he has got his pastime, and he won't want to enter in that kingdom.
Il a fort.
Je crois qu'il a parcouru le chemin total.
He says that he thinks, he thought that in our movement we were following Ramakrishna, who had discovered everything.
Ramakrishna is Pitabh.
No, Lu said he's not familiar personally with him.
Ramakrishna is Voga.
Ramakrishna this is not a new order, this Rosicrucian order. It goes back at least as far as ancient Egypt.
That's all right, but we do not know what is the aim of the office. Brother.
He says all he can do is repeat to you his answer previously, which is that it's to reach the perfection of consciousness, at which point man is in communion, in unity with the beyond. He calls it the Surah, the inexplicable.
He cannot explain what is that beyond.
I don't get to say it. It's divine consciousness.
What is God? That is in part of knowledge.
Mais si on ne peut pas décrire Dieu, c'est une savoir imparfait.
On peut le sentir. Une communion se ressent, ce n'est pas intellectuel, c'est subjectif.
He said the communion with God is something that is subjective, it's something you experience, not that you describe.
That is not parfait.
Et donc c'est une communion imparfaite. Si on ne peut pas le décrire.
Nous pensons que chacun donnera une représentation personnelle de sa communion, suivant ses propres croyances, suivant son âge, peut-être suivant le pays où il est, suivant les conditions extérieures. Et nous pensons que lorsque la conscience divine est atteinte, c'est ça.
It says that according to every individual's place of birth, his age, his upbringing, he will experience his communion with God differently.
No. God is God. The experience will have to be taken from God. That is really equally possibility for everyone.
He says what they are looking for in the Rosicrucian order is the ultimate realization when all of these other relative communions with God will disappear and there'll be one common realization, experience of God.
Yes, that's all right, but if you cannot describe what is the ultimate goal, then how other things are that?
He thinks that in their society they have many different religions, many different groups, and they don't ask anyone to leave being Christian or Jew, or Muslim or Hindu or anything like that.
No, we are not asking in that way. We are asking, what is that ultimate goal?
Yes, ultimately, by following the process that the Rosicrucian order gives its students, one reaches the goal.
Suppose if I'm going to London, London, unless I am interested to go to London, what is the use of knowing how to go to London?
Their students feel the need for this ultimate perfection, and that's why they come to the movement.
But if he does not know what is the ultimate perfection, he's bogus.
Mate, I don't see your realization of God.
That's all right. Just that he might say that if you do like this, you can get $1 million. But you know what is the value of $1 million, then you endure. But if you don't know what is that $1 million, why should you endure?
So all of their students, they know the value of realizing God in their heart.
How do they know?
Mais comment vous étudiez Sadhguru. There are already people who are aspiring after a richer, more spiritual life.
What did they speak on that?
It just says that these spiritual, high spiritual values, the things of young people.
That's simply what? What is it? Spiritual life? I want to know.
And in the most
curious.
C'est la méditation, c'est la méditation profonde, il n'y a pas d'autre nom, la méditation, le samadhi.
When God, just using the language,
he's simply speaking, he does not know what is the aim, what is the goal, what is the
life.
Tangible knowledge of everything, what I ask. As I ask him what is spiritual life, he cannot discuss.
He distinguishes
between spiritual life and material life.
Comment distinguish as we can have spiritual realization and still live in the material world?
But what is the spiritual life? What is the distinction between spiritual life and material life?
Il demande, qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
What is the goal? He cannot
distinguish. Il demande quelque définition. Il demande quelque chose de tangible, quelque chose qu'on peut comprendre, quelque chose qu'on peut toucher.
En somme, vous vouliez savoir quel est le comportement de
qui? You want to know how does a person who realizes perfection live?
Yeah,
we pick up.
Above all these tolerance.
Hmm?
Above all these tolerance.
Tolerance. Sweet and very also sweet and nice. Very nice. Oh, in their way, sweet and nice. What is the process? There must be some process. There's no process.
When you become initiated in a movement, they give you the process for arriving at this tolerance.
But that's all right. But suppose I want to enter, so you must give me some formula that you have to do this, like this. Otherwise, how can I enter?
You know, Thomas, I'm saying there are many different techniques, but ultimately they're really all the same because they lead to the same conclusion.
Si vous pouvez donner un petit peu de technique,
pouvez-vous say the first thing is that we have to awaken our internal consciousness, which is 90% asleep. He says the first thing is that you have to reawaken your consciousness, which is asleep, 90% of it.
So what is the process?
I don't care.
Can't talk about it here.
How can I accept it?
You don't come. Vous direz accepter si on n'est pas libre à discuter. Il ne peut pas. All the systems have to do with meditation, concentration, things that will reawaken your consciousness.
What is the object of meditation?
Hey, three different objects, very different.
Well,
pouvez-vous the body, for example.
Une méditation qui est de rêve. On se tourne ici dans le but de réveiller la conscience intérieure. Elle paraît très simple. Et c'est la conscience intérieure.
He says that there's the eternal meditation number three. The eternal
number one.
Well, he says that this one is one that's basic. It's given to all this
number three. No number one.
Il demande si il y a...
Well, he said that you meditate on the number... Three, and this was that you would wake up the consciousness in your body starting from the tips of your toes and working up like this. And it may seem easy to you, but all the great masters of the Orient have taught this, and no one can succeed without doing this.
That means that knowledge is not perfect. It is our moment.
So, did you want to
listen? Meditate on the body. What did you get?
Just want to wake up your psychic consciousness, which is sleeping inside this body.
That is it. What is the process?
Well, meditation number three is to.
Vous permettez? Je vous.
Okay. He says he would like to talk to you a little bit about a book he's reading, which describes how the Russians have just discovered the soul. They photographed the soul. He says.
No.
And they.
Oh,
the aura of the soul. How they have, the Russians have found the soul, and they've described all the different phenomena of parapsychology and extrasensory perception, and he said it's an incredible book, and the Russians have made great discoveries, and he wants to...
But then he hasn't finished it yet.
He hasn't finished the book yet. He says that the Rosicrucians, they know what is the duty of human life.
Exactly. Is a state of Christic consciousness, nirvana, call it what you would.
That cannot be described.
Is that the
tradition? It's an understanding that is beyond, a million times beyond our understanding.
C'est la
She settled the understanding and is translated onto the objective level.
Tous les hommes.
I do not understand. How can I love?
The issue is in the heart of everyone. Simply, it is a question of repressing the false ego, for not eliminating the old man, the false ego.
Yes, sir.
I'm not quite sure. And he says that he says he doesn't understand why you're objecting. He says love.
You like my heaven? You ask me to love. I want to. No, what is? Oh, I said love.
He puts on complex. Loves everyone. Love, unless it loves everything.
Everybody
an example. Is the master of their movements. He was supposed to come, but he was on vacation. But the grand master of their movement, he says, is one example.
No, suppose he to love everyone. That means he loves the alien person.
M.
There's
a
community around. Animal feeling?
Hey, you know, when you come into the movement, there are no regulations required. But little by little, it comes to that point.
Pour certaines
experiences that they give the students in the movement, for a short period of time, they're required to give up intoxication and meat and things like that. But it's not clean.
And then they can test.
Yes.
So why is the beginning stopped? Why is the beginning
The nutrition order doesn't force anything, doesn't make you do anything. People that join this organization, only 7 succeed.
L'élimination se
fait along the mass of food.
Donc la masse, some people, when they just can't make it anymore, they just drop out.
Mais c'est partout, c'est toujours pareil.
But it's all everyone.
La tyrannie du monde.
All movements experience the same thing.
What is that?
That 100 out of 100 people.
100 people, but the ideal must be there. One may follow or not follow.
No, but the reject.
The order doesn't reject anyone.
Huh?
The order doesn't reject anyone.
I think. Whether that order approves animal feeling.
C'est une loi naturelle.
Most of all, approves the feeling of these animals. But no.
There are no restrictions. The order doesn't require.
Let us stop there.
Okay. Peut-être on le voit. He doesn't like the idea of killing animals. And he has advised that to friends.
But how did they? Idea of the order.
Ideal of the world. Love between men, understanding.
What the animals have done, no brother will do that.
And these animals have
such an interesting. J'aime beaucoup les animaux. J'ai beaucoup d'animaux chez moi. Si un jour vous venez chez moi, vous verrez beaucoup d'animaux.
He has many animals living with him.
Je vis entouré personnellement d'animaux.
He is surrounded by animals, he says.
That's good, man.
Mais il y a des gens
habituated to kill animals. So, he will admit that in the order.
Si quelqu'un est un boucher,
you can think that someone who kills animals would like to enter, but if a butcher wants to enter, that's okay. It gradually will elevate him.
L'ordre, c'est... L'ordre dépend des maîtres.
On principle, the order does not allow animals to.
It would rather not see anyone killed. Ideally, on an ideal level, the movement would not want to see animals killed or anyone killed.
Il faut comprendre que l'ordre
est une école pour aider l'homme à évoluer. Principles, long term regulation.
No, their principles are love, beauty, harmony, peace.
Mais l'ordre, c'est une école.
There are no rules, but as you progress one initiation after another initiation, if you start out as a butcher, then gradually in your own self you will wish to give it up. But there are no rules.
Do
well, I said there is no policy rules.
Donc, l'initiation that are steps. But the order itself doesn't require that you give up eating at any point. He says he thinks that the people themselves would probably give it up in the higher state.
Vous savez, je ne fais pas de publicité.
He says that their order is very, it's a very, they have a very smart way of doing things. That if they were to try and tell people, don't do this, don't do this, don't do that right away, no one would join them. So they don't say that.
Le vieil homme se dépouille.
Fall away gradually by himself.
Et nous pensons
to a passage from St. Paul who said, if you go and visit someone who's a meat eater, don't trouble him, accept meat with him.
Nous pensons que le
real mystic is someone who has controlled his body.
Okay,
I think I'm going to
have
to control
his body. And this happens right away, it will happen in a while.
Au moins, c'est un programme.
Au moins, c'est un programme différent.
Is that he might want to enter your association. You must give me some prescription. If I follow, I make progress.
Si je veux entrer dans votre association,
you have no prescription.
Il faut que vous me prescriviez quelque chose. Submit to his grand master your request for a specific prescription to be given to you.
They'll send in your application.
You haven't lost.
We may have to make one special just for you.
But not for dinner.
Mais il n'y a pas
d'inattendu. Là, chez nous, les hommes de votre...
As the Yorikar explained the four principles to this man. So the man said, yes, very good. Sometime we can get to that too. But it's something that on our own, we accept personally, just like you yourself, through divine grace, you have come to this by accepting it yourself.
These are nice principles that you're following, and we're sure that you have come to these conclusions on your own. Just like maybe one day we'll come to those conclusions on our own also. There's something that's self-initiated, these regulated principles.
By the time we get in those principles, they're awesome.
We make certain suggestions. But it doesn't oblige anyone to follow those suggestions.
So what is that suggestion?
The movement suggests that people live a life as perhaps yours is, of purity and pure thoughts and moral living and even following certain principles.
They have that, but they don't say, suppose a man is killing animals, they don't drive it. That is immoral life. But if they don't prohibit it, then how you can be the moral? You see, giving up animals and morality go together.
Est-ce que vous pensez que la théorie des animaux et la moralité vont ensemble?
Non, mais disons que...
It's in order that like very much the ideals of beauty, harmony, and morality, but they can't see imposing on anyone these things. I guess their idea is that you can't impose beauty and morality on anyone. You can't insist that anyone stop killing. You can't tell anyone forcibly not to do this or not to do that. So these are things you have to realize.
But there's such a legislation or invention from the society that you do not kill. Let's say in Bible says you shall not kill. So they have no such thing.
So Jesus said, furthermore, there's a sect in the Orient that wears gauze over their mouth so as not to kill microbes by the bees, but we are killing those microbes. We have killed these flowers.
So they have to satisfy everyone.
Il faut satisfaire tout le monde. Don't you think we're killing other living beings?
And that is another thing.
Certain organizations, yeah, how important realization is what counts.
But that you cannot explain what is the realization.
Mais cette réalisation, vous
l'avez. J'ai simplement...
You cannot describe, then what is the realization?
See, you're 29 years old. You're 29 years old. You can't describe for you.
He knows that the order is good because everything he has attained in his life, he owes to the order. So he knows it's good by what he has attained.
That's all right.
But I think for myself, people, I know that that's what I'm doing. I'm the same guy, that is my son.
Is think, who am I? Where do I come from? Where am I going? Personal. Had not realized something, he would never have come to me.
No, then therefore you can understand what is.
He says when Moses saw the burning bush and he asked the fire, who are you? The fire said, I am what I am.
Cette réponse ne peut se trouver même.
That who I am, that's a question that you're going to have to answer by your own meditation.
But what is he meant to what is that?
Le premier mot,
thing to realize, which he has realized a little bit, is peace. And when you join up, you get a letter back. And at the bottom of the letter says, with our best wishes for your peace and happiness.
And that's right. Everyone wants that. But what is the process?
Meditation. Training, courage,
heart faith.
A serious order would never guarantee instantaneous illumination.
No, that was foolish. We must have this program. That's why he said that who am I? That at least one must know who he is.
Quelqu'un doit savoir qui il est. Donc si on dit je suis,
ask you.
Et qui est comme dans juste comme dans le genre que si il est pour vous.
I ask you. You come. Who are you, sir? He says,
et si vous,
I am what I am. Is that the problem?
Est-ce que c'est une réponse satisfaisante?
I didn't answer that. If I ask you,
si.
So what, who are you? If he says, I am what I am. Is that the problem?
You don't say si.
Elements keep telling his name.
Huh?
Develop you.
The form, which is identity, is but the interior, that reality is
different.
We all join up here now in silence, and we enter into ourselves and create one person, then we will know who we are from that silence.
But how is this possible to be done, Father?
Le siège
de l'ordre, c'est Shri Prabhupada, San Jose, California, their grand emperor of the movement, has his, son bureau là.
C'est le siège suprême de l'ordre.
C'est the headquarters.
San Jose.
And he said one day perhaps there would be the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, what about them?
Yeah, nous avons.